You're listening to Team Talk on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Welcome back to The Book at Route 66 Casino Hotel. Not only do they have The Book here, but they got Thunder Road Steakhouse. You got a Laguna Burger right here on premise now. And then in the month of March, you have Deal / No Deal going on every Saturday after 5 o'clock in March. You got to check this promotion out. All right, we're already in the madness of March. You had Nevada with a 16-point lead just minutes ago. Well, now they're down two with 15 seconds to go. Dayton at the line, and we'll have a chance to go up three here. We'll keep you posted on the finish of this game between Dayton and Coach Alford and Nevada. All right. So in the meantime, we're talking to Kevin Waldman. He is the sportsbook manager here at The Book at Route 66 Casino Hotel. So, you know, people are like listening and they're wondering, is there a trend? I mean, we're just seeing a sample of the entirety of the tournament, Kevin. But are we seeing a trend with favorites covering or underdogs covering, overs, unders? And to this point, it's been pretty flat, Kevin.
Yes, it's flat so far. I mean, we talked last year. The unders were 70%.
Yes, they were.
And the dogs were hitting. I mean, the trend that a lot of the normal bettors like to make is they go under and dog. And that usually works. I mean, you bet every game, you go 20-12, you make your money back.
Right.
That's usually how it works, right?
There's 32 games the first 32 2 days. Yeah, take all the unders, take all the dogs, and it usually works out fine. This year, not so much so far.
Not so much. You take everything you had during the year. Throw it out.
Okay.
Because, you know, the system throughout the year is, you know, it's conference games, take the home dog. During this, you know, neutral court, throw it all out.
Well, yeah. You know, some people, you know, one of the darlings of this tournament was Chris Jans and Mississippi State. And when you talk about, like, you know, people maybe listening a little bit and maybe should have been throwing it all out, that was the case because earlier in the day you had people had money on North Carolina, people had money on Creighton. Both of those were covers. But your most money was on Mississippi State. That means people were betting against Tom Izzo. My goodness. By the way, Nevada has fallen in the NCAA tournament. A 16-point lead in the NCAA tournament has gone away. Mm. Nevada loses 63-60 to Dayton. Okay, so anyway, wow. This whole thing, why are people on Mississippi State? It must have been all the websites and podcasts and all these other tipsters.
Listening to the wrong people. I mean, Izzo, you can't go against them. They could struggle all year. They can go 18-16, win the tournament.
Right.
And they're still going to make it. The tournament time, they're going to do their thing. No matter who's playing, it don't matter. It's been that way for years. You know, but I don't see why you'd put money on Mississippi State. You know, at a 1.5 points, it doesn't make any sense.
Were they favored by 1.5?
The line moved all week, but, yeah, it was half-point pick 'em, 1.5. I think – yeah, because he had him at Pick'em.
It doesn't matter. I mean,
they lost by 18.
18, yeah.
And people that bet Arizona.
Okay, tell us about Arizona, well, Long Beach State. I was watching. I wasn't paying much attention.
Well, that was another bigger bet. Nobody really was paying attention because it was a blowout.
Right.
But it was 20.5, and Arizona won by 20.
And so they had that lead up to like 28 with a minute and a half to go.
And then you empty the bench, bring everybody off the bench, and, you know, it's just 3-point fest. Let's see what happens. And 20.5 points if you had Arizona. Sorry about that.
All right. Well, we're coming out here to, you know, obviously today, tomorrow. We'll be out here next Thursday and next Friday. So some games coming up. I mean, you've got a lot of interest around here in Colorado State. They're catching 3.5 against Texas. And then other games throughout the night. So I'm just curious. What are you leaning on, Kevin? Because you were pretty hot last year, too.
Mediocre.
Okay,
mediocre.
For your standards, mediocre. For the rest of us, pretty good. But go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, well, the game that I was circling is Drake. I mean, that's the Washington State's offense all year has been pretty rough. I mean, I think it's at 110th ranked offense, and Drake's pretty hot. Actually, the funny thing is, just like the UNM game, UNM and Drake are both lower seeds. They're, I think Drake is 10, UNM's 11, and they're both favorites.
As was so Nevada.
Nevada, yeah. I mean, it doesn't make sense if they're going to be the higher seed in the tournament. Make sure that the line goes that way, but it's all the money that's coming in on Drake, all the money coming in on UNM, and, you know, can't go without talking about UNM. They're the darlings to go pretty far, which is a little scary. You know, you don't want to pump them up too much.
Well, we do want to make sure people know, because you guys are a corporate sponsor with the University of New Mexico, that every other game during the tournament will be available here. First half lines, second half lines, all that kind of stuff. But nothing for the Lobos, but there's still plenty of other games to take a look at. Go ahead, Sam. I know you want to pop in with Kevin Waldman. He's the Route 66 Casino Hotel Sportsbook Manager. Go ahead, Sammy.
Yeah, well, I'm always so interested in these trends because sometimes they go in different directions. We had a run on this, Kevin, as I'm sure you saw in the NBA after the All-Star game, where every night it seemed like these unders were coming in. You bet those, you got a good run, just like here in the first two rounds. Does that change?
Well, actually, hang on, Sam.
Yeah.
Let's educate people. You said, like, the NBA unders had been on a run, and I you told me the percentage was somewhere around 74% or something.
Yeah, and about the
first.
And
I said, no way. And we checked it. It was like 76%. So go ahead with your question. It was not like a run. It was like it was on fire.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The unders have hit, and it's all refereeing. They'll change. They change it first half. They go in, look at what's going. Okay, you know what? Let's cut it down a little bit, and they just let them play a little more. Oh, there you go. The Miami Heat, almost 80% to the under in the past 20 games. There you go. There's a tip for everybody.
I don't want to hear that one, but we'll see how that goes. So
he's
talking
about
fans.
Yeah. So, but hey, as long as they're winning, you would like to hear it. But from the point total standpoint, that means the Heat haven't been putting up any numbers. Is that right, Sam?
Very much the case. Okay, yeah, they're banged up. Eric Spoelstra doesn't care until we get to the playoffs. So, you know, Kevin, you talked about the under and the dogs here in this opening weekend of the NCAA tournament. Does that change at all? How much does it fluctuate as we go from round, you know, from one round to the next, when the blue bloods really start to come out, especially as we get into the back half of the tournament? Does that stay pretty steady, at least for the first couple of rounds?
It does. I have conversations with the guy who bets with us regularly, and it's first round and second round is usually under in the dog, and then it'll change as the rounds go on. So he does that for NBA, and I kind of followed his trend, and it does work. NBA playoffs, same thing, first, second round, and as it goes on. And same thing for college. It works out pretty well. I mean, you know, you're not going to hit everyone, but that's a system that works pretty well, and it doesn't change too much. You know, during the season, you can't really do that. An under and a dog doesn't really make any sense, but in the playoffs, this is the perfect trend to take advantage of.
Why do you think that is? Is it just nerves of being in the NCAA tournament for some of these teams?
It is, but the thing that makes it difficult is when it can go to the over is all the fouls. You can have a 15-point game, and the coach that's down 15 says, you know what, I want to keep fouling. We have a chance. This is our last chance. But some other coaches say, you know what, okay, let's clear the bench. Who cares? You know, we'll just take the under hits. But it just depends on the coach, depends on the team. You know, sometimes the try-hard teams, they say, come on, let's go. We can still do this. We're down 25. Let's keep fouling. And then you get the over. But for the majority, from what I've seen today, that's not happening. They're clearing the bench, and the unders are – I think the unders are their way to go for the rest of the next two rounds.
When you guys are putting out these numbers, just talk about the neutral court element and how that comes into play for these lines.
Well, yeah, the neutral element, I mean, I'm still trying to figure out where UConn's the number one overall seed.
Correct.
UConn's in the East.
Yes, they're playing in New York, in New York City.
And it all depends on fan base. You know, you're looking at fan base, who will travel. You know, if the fan base will travel, it goes the same way if you're looking at a neutral court or a neutral field in college football. You know, if that fan base travels and you got kind of a home field or home court advantage.
Well, that's why they sent the Lobos to Memphis, because if they had sent them to Salt Lake City as an 11 seed, they would have owned the joint. Speaking of UConn, tomorrow morning, bright and early, or actually tomorrow, a little after noon, UConn 27.5-point favorite against the Stetson team. What's Stetson's mascot again, Sam?
The Hatters.
Way back. The Stetson Hatters and
out of D-Land, Florida.
All right. Well, you just, you know, you heard the sportsbook director here, Kevin Waldman. You can see how much fun they have over there at the book. They love to talk about the lines with you. They'll tell you anything you need to know about the parlays, the teasers, the whole nine yards. Thanks for having us out here, Kevin. And
I appreciate
the hospitality.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Same time, same place.
That's right.
All right. When we come back, it's going to be time for the top five. And remember, all these segments you hear on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, it can be found on 101.7theteam.com, including the top five. And with regard to this week's top five, that dunk a few nights ago from Timberwolves star Anthony Edwards is no longer the number one dunk of the year. How could something have beaten that? Well, we'll find out when we come back. Team Talk, ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.